All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mystic Monty podcast. Today we are joined with a special guest star.
Hello, my name is Dachi. I'm just happy to be here, I appreciate you, Monty, for putting me on.
Yeah, we had a big debate over whose podcast was going to be recorded today, and I guess it ended up being mine. So, Mystic Talks it is.
Yes, sir. I feel pretty welcome being here, Show me the ropes later on,
Yeah, I've seen you've been hella like really dormant with your content. I'll put my boy.
Okay, so like lately I've been busy with a few things going on in life, and I've been working on projects and stuff that I want to get out later on in the future. Hopefully I live to see that day.
There ain't no hopefully, my guy. We're gonna get there, bro. We're gonna get up in the big leagues. We're gonna be in the big leagues. I'm telling you.
Right. Bro, I can't wait for this joint to drop. I'm gonna have so much project. I'm gonna have so much stuff to drop when I'm done. I've been writing and just writing every day.
Bro, and honestly, because I know you mess with Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Big surprise at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you. I'm not gonna say anything now, but I feel like you're gonna like this.
Okay.
All right, but for now, content-wise, how approximately how many songs do you think you have ready to go out?
As of now, I've two songs that I've rec no, yeah, two and a half that I've recorded. I'm on my third recording, in the process of finishing it up. But I have so many songs that I've have written down that I want to get to recording, but I gotta take time.
Yeah, no, they do take time. I've been trying to work on this one song for like months now, man. It's like, yeah, I mean, not really. It's like, I have the music, I have the lyrics, I just need to like, apply. You know what I'm saying? Combine them.
And it's not as easy as people make it seem, and it is kind
Oh.
of difficult. It is kind of difficult,
Because, like, you gotta, like, at the same time, you're thinking, like, this is my song. I have to make it as perfect as possible. I mean, you gotta make it how you want it. It's your song. So, like, you tried to go for that perfect thing that you're just striving for. But for some
Exactly.
reason, there's always something there blocking the way.
Yeah, right. I messaged someone yesterday and see if they wanted me to be featured on one of their songs, and I'm probably gonna be a feature of someone's song pretty soon. So look forward to that, I guess.
That's pretty gas. Not gonna mind. Not gonna mind.
But speaking of features, I'm ready to do a feature with Monty. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, yes, sir. Don't even fret, my guy. Once I, all right. So I found a way to have the audio playing while I can hear it and me spitting the bars.
You didn't know
And
how
you
to
could
do
do it
that?
on Ben. Nah, because I tried to do it on my regular editing thing. Found out, got to do it on BandLab. I got my
My
art book here.
but yesterday I was yet again writing songs.
Understandable.
So that's
Continue your thought.
all I really do. Listen, whenever I can, or like, whenever I'm not busy doing stuff, I'm always writing, and that's a good thing. You got to have an outlet.
Really addicting. Because once you get into it, you kind of just don't want to do anything else, man.
Exactly. You can't stop. Like for me, it's like as soon as I start writing, it's kind of hard for me to stop, because like.
Nah, for real. Because, like, this one song that I like. All right, there was the first one that took me a long time for the lyrics. I'm like, okay, that was pretty cool. And then there's this rap one, bro. I don't know. Rap just. It feels different, Feels different than like a song that you're singing. It flows through you. So once I started spitting these bars on this paper, I'm like, I don't want to stop. This is gas.
Exactly. And I was the person that I was talking about just texted me back talking about the beat.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
What a turn of a manifestation, bro. Manifest glory.
I told you. I don't know if you remember a few years ago. I told you once I started getting this beat stuff together, I'm gonna start rapping. And
Yes,
you
sir.
know, rapping is coming soon. Rap songs are coming soon. I'm not
I
gonna be.
know, bro. I've heard that one. I heard that one, bro. It was gas.
Yes, sir. Bro, I've been wanting to rap for so long, but like never had the equipment. And I'm just so happy that I can actually manifest my ideas. And I don't want to be put in a box that's just rapping. I'm going to do all genres. I'm not going to be stuck in a box, you know?
R&B and rap.
I'm going to do scream or something, you know what I'm saying? I might
Screamo?
have to do some scream or something.
Nah, screaming would be pretty good though. Listen to this bar I wrote.
Right.
Mama ain't raised me to be a liar.
Okay.
That's why I said I'm from the spit some fire.
Okay.
You're no coot. You look retired.
Ooh.
Save that beat for later. That's a refire.
Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
Okay. I see you.
I say refire because you know the name of the song is gonna be called Fire, but it's like instead of an
Okay.
I, it's a Y. You see that? You see what I did there?
That's fire. That's fire. That's fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that song that I sent you that you heard a few days ago?
Yeah.
It was a part of the song. And I don't know if you caught that. You probably ain't nobody gonna really catch it unless they see the lyrics to the song. But I said, "Slick talk, that's that bitch talk here, bitch dog. Pull up and run up in his crib, shoot him down. Now he leaking. Leaking. Abraham Lincoln. Dude got cussed." Oh.
Oh my God.
And when I wrote that, I'm like, that is just so fire, bro.
Jesus Christ, bro.
I'm like, God.
God, I didn't even, bro, that just clicked in my head.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm lucky a guy, you know what I'm saying?
Dun, 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 dun. No, I feel you, bro, because I say, I don't know, man. Music is just universal, you know? You can't go wrong with some music.
You can't. Music is everything, bro.
Unless you're like, you know, putting out some hot garbage. Even like with hot garbage, you can put some fire lyrics over it and it remember the times we had.
You could, though.
Because that beat is fire, but the lyrics are garbage, but it the beat is fire, so it works.
Yeah. The producer carried the song, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine being carried by a producer. That's tough.
A lot of people out here, I'm not gonna say any names though.
Hey, what's his name? ICJ
Make this clear, Ice JJ. I did not say that. It was this bozo over here.
ain't gonna hear it. And if he do, it's just all jokes, bro. It's all love.
We're all messing around, man. Gotta have that level of being able to just mess around with someone and not having to be so serious in life, man. That's what blocks future paths of you being too
Exactly.
serious. And
People
I'm not saying you could be lollygagging like my homeboy Son Goku, but you
might.
can't be my man's Prince of All Saiyans Vegeta. You got some head up his butt or something.
Right, bruh. Like the world nowadays, everybody's defensive, you know?
That's so defensive, bro. They can't just sometimes they I mean some people say that, you know, or you just can't take a joke because they're saying some like horrible stuff. But like
Right,
some
like,
people genuinely can't take a joke.
yeah, like somebody messing around, like, oh, I'll kill your cat or something like that. And
I'll
like,
kill your mom. Oh, you can't say that. That's my mom. Oh, you can't take a joke. What?
right? Like, come on, what do you mean?
You
Or are
threatened
you?
killing my mother, bro.
Hey, that's your life if you try that. I'm sorry. I love my family, man. I'm protective.
Yeah,
So much.
no, I feel you. I feel you.
What you been up to lately, bro?
You Nothing. No, I had like 4 days off of work and I just enjoyed myself, honestly.
Man, I feel that, bro. That'd be, bro.
I said I got work in like an hour, I gotta leave. Yeah.
Dang.
And then I got a week off. Can you believe that?
Of
Another
work
one.
after this? Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my parents are gone. They're leaving for the weekend. They're going to Vegas. It's just gonna be me and my one brother here. You already know I'm gonna go downstairs on that big 72 inch plug in the
Bro.
PS4.
Not gonna
I'm
lie.
hot.
Not gonna lie.
Not going.
We gonna have to
What?
link, bro. We gonna have to link. We got to, bro.
We don't have to.
Then what? And what? 3 days? What's in 3 days,
Three
right?
days?
In the weekend.
No.
The weekend.
Next week. Next
Next
weekend.
week? Okay. For sure.
Just not on Friday though. I got a shorty coming over.
Oh, okay. I got you, my
Keep
boy. I got you.
that under wraps though, because this is a podcast. Man. It's
Facts,
Mystic Talk,
facts.
not Mystic Sex. You know what
Right.
I'm saying? No,
Mystic ad, bro.
nah, Mystic Ed. Let me teach y'all some new things. Y'all don't know, man. That thing be thinking, but this ain't the right time and place to talk about
Right.
it. But on all serious notes, I'm ready to get up there, bro. Once, because I'm still in school and stuff.
Yeah, same.
It's difficult with some of these things because like I got a 32 gig laptop and half of the space belongs to the computer, so I basically really only have like what 15 gigs that I can actually use. And most of that was taken up when I had to download Windows 10. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
So now I'm left with like 6 or 7 gigs that I, no, not even, because 6 of those gigs are took by temporary files that I can't delete. That's gone. So I'm here stuck with 2, 3 gigs that I have to deal with to like live with. Next thing you know, the laptop gave out on me, homie. Can you believe that?
Bruh.
I
I
mean,
mean,
like it shut down, everything deleted. I mean, like. My schoolwork gone.
dang,
I
bro.
ordered
You got
a full
terrible.
gaming PC. I had it fully customized. It said it was going to be here by the 5th. It is the 6th, and I have not heard anything from these people. I understand they got COVID going,
I was
but
about
I
to say
need
that.
that damn thing right now.
I'm gonna say, yeah, they probably delayed it because it's COVID going on and everything. You know, when I
I
have your PC arrive, man, you got COVID all over it. And you know what I'm saying? That's.
Not even that. Not even that. It's more like, people got COVID. That's less workers coming in working on the PCs. I understand.
Right. And it's tough, bro. It just be like that sometimes.
But trust, once it does, I bought 2 terabytes worth of storage, bro. That's like, let's see, three, and then that times 10, 30,
The
3,000 times as many space as my laptop. Literally.
Hey, you got it lucky, bro. I'm still over here. Need to get a job.
Dang.
Where I'm at, ain't even really jobs here, you know? That's
Homeboy, this ain't luck. I was pure grind. That was 5, 6 paychecks. That was like 5 or 6 weeks of me straight working, spending no money in
yeah.
order for me to buy this damn thing.
Right, but
And
like,
I understand
you
you
know,
need a job, but over where you live at, I, yeah.
ain't nothing here, you know. There's nothing really
They
here,
don't even, bro, McDonald's not even, they're
bro.
not doing anything.
My mom is not taking me to McDonald's day in and day out, bro.
Bro, you can pay her for gas once you start getting them checks.
True that, but like, you know, that ain't gonna happen, you know. You know how
That's
black,
garbage.
you
I know how it is, bro.
and plus that's a far walk from where I live at, you know.
Oh, that's a real far
That's
walk.
by the highway, bruh. I'm like, no, sir.
And you are on the exact opposite side
Exactly, and I'm not trying to do that. That's way too, bro.
for McDonald's.
I go to school for 8 hours. I get off. I like get an hour break from school, and I go walk. And then I gotta like, what, like say what sound like, go to work at 4. That mean as soon as I get off,
You gotta walk.
right, I gotta go walk. And then I get off at 11. Say I get off at 11. That's a walk back home, like about an hour walk right there. That's 12 o'clock, man. So like,
By that time, you gotta go home, go, literally just go to bed and wake up in school again.
Great. I'm not trying to go through that task, bro, every day. I mean, I would respect the grind for the people who do that, but it couldn't be me, you know.
No, I feel
I'm
you.
just
I
a fat
feel
nigga, you know what I'm saying?
you. See, here's the thing, bro. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, I gotta go to work at this time on this day because I don't have a car yet. And they just be like, they don't tell me, but I hear it sometimes and they're like, he needs to get a car. And I'm like,
You gonna buy me
yeah,
one?
you gonna buy me? You gonna buy me one? Like, what?
Right.
Let me fucking mess if you're not even gonna help out, bro. Because a car is expensive.
It's gonna suffer me though, because like if I get a whip, I probably can't even drive it. I'm not gonna be able to drive it.
I mean, by the time you turn 18, you can just go up and take your driver's test. I mean, it costs money, but it'll cost money regardless.
Exactly.
I think it's like $20 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that. Like, I heard that a few years ago, somebody was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna wait till I'm 18, and then I'll pay like $25." I'm like, "Yeah,
Yeah, I think it is
ideal."
25, yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, I might as well do that." But I'm like, "Yeah, I should just do that." Actually, not thinking about it because ain't no
Yeah,
way.
because you're like basically almost 18, bro.
All right, I'm about that age almost. I'm 444, bro. You know.
Yeah. But dude, I don't know, bro. We done wandered off. We talking about content, now we talking about life.
Exactly, right. I don't know how we do
But
it,
then again, that's where it all comes from. Our inspiration for the content and creating the content comes from our lives. You know what I'm saying?
but I feel that, and it's true, bro. Like, we all got our dreams and like and inspiration to make the content. Like, some people are like, oh, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to be a TikTok star, I guess, you know? Or I want to make music. That's content in itself, you know. So, like, in my
In
life,
and of itself, content is content.
it is, bro. You know what I mean? No matter at the end of the day, even though it's like, oh, speaking of TikTok, it's this one dude that I found out about earlier today. He was doing some stuff with some college students. No, he was in college and he was messing with minors. I'm like, that's so tough, bro. You can get
Messing with
caught.
minors?
Yeah, bro.
Talking
Like,
about
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
yeah, I'm not gonna say any names, but if you know, then you'll know.
And I'm just like, wow, bro. He down terrible. He down terrible, bro. I don't know how people can do that, bro. You got all
I
these
don't
beautiful.
understand how people can fetishize underage people. That's just nasty.
Seriously. And I hate the fact that some of my relatives, or my nieces actually, they got TikTok and they be like low key wilding on there, and I'd be talking to their mom about it and they don't listen to me, and I don't like that, you know? And it's nothing I can
Yeah.
really do, but I can't, like, just delete the app off their phone and everything. They could just re-get it at that point, like when I'm gone. But
Yeah.
I can't do nothing about that. Those are my kids at the end of the day. Because those were, man, giving them the old school leather belt, you know what I'm saying?
Old school leather belt.
Yes.
Holy. You're
Hey.
not even gonna, bro. What about grounding, bro? What about just deleting TikTok off their phone? What you
No, listen.
whoopings?
Yeah,
What the
bro.
heck?
If they don't listen to me, I gave them warning after warning. It's just going to be
All right,
old
but that would
school.
be different though if you were their parent. You wouldn't have to do warning after warning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying if I was their parent, you know?
Oh,
Yeah, I'm going straight up. Oh, you ain't doing the TikTok? Leather belt, you know what I'm saying? I'm their uncle, bro. I'm supposed to be chill. I'm just chill uncle, you know? But,
no.
so.
I don't know. For me and my kids, I don't even want to use discipline like that. I want to be like, oh, you do good, you get rewarded. You do bad, I'm taking stuff away from you.
Yeah, that's how I was like, but I was a bad kid, so like I get grounded every other week. So,
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
I get grounded every other week and like get whooping and stuff because like I do stupid stuff, you know. As a kid, you do stupid shit. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're a kid, you do stupid stuff. Why are parents so harsh about that? Like, they didn't do the same thing.
Exactly.
Man.
But it's tough, bro. You can't do nothing about that but just accept it and try not to
No,
do
I
it
didn't. Nah, I
again.
didn't. I was like, nah, I do not accept this punishment. You cannot do this to me. You know what they did?
What?
They sent me to my mom's house, and I've been there ever since.
Hey, you got it like that though. I can't. I ain't have it like that. Because when I was with my mom, I was with my mom, bro. My dad was nowhere to be found.
No, keep him.
Man.
He's yours.
This instant transmission of my life. I'm like, dang, that's so tough, man.
Dude just said adios.
Right. And then he eventually came back, you know. It was low-key a happy ending. And he came back a
Happy
few
ending.
years ago,
You said ending like you about to die or something.
yeah.
What?
It was an ending, and I'm gonna die, but like it was like, you know, another chapter. It was a new chapter
Another
now.
good chapter coming to a close. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. I was what, like, I would say like 13 at that time when he came back. Was random too. Like, I mean, no, it wasn't random, but like, we were talking, it was like, I'm coming back and all that. And me thinking that he about to come up to the school, he said, that nigga pulled up that night. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, bro. Well, he cried, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what crying is. I don't cry.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. I was crying, but that wasn't me. You know, it was some jit that was crying about their dad come back. You know,
No, I'm serious. I don't cry. I can't cry. I'm like, my tear ducts don't work.
dang, don't even know the last time I cried, bro. It's
I'm
hard to
broken.
cry. You know what
No,
I'm
I'm
saying? I'm broken. I'm emotionless, bro.
Emotionless. What did I see? I saw content, 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 bro.
Yeah,
I
we gotta
got this
stay on point,
song.
bro.
Stay on point. Listen to this beat I found. I'm trying to figure out like to catch a vibe of what kind of lyrics I want to spit on it, but just
Okay.
the music in general. Come on, bro. Taco Bell ad. You gotta be kidding me.
Dang. I like
All right,
it.
tell me. Tell me. Can you hear me better like this or like this? Or was there no difference?
There was no difference, bro.
All right, good. Good, good, good. All right, but listen to this.
Right.
That's that. And then it goes into the, yep. And
Okay.
then later in, it's full on beat.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. I'm over here by the spit over here, but nah,
Right, Dashie. But
that's just nice
no,
though.
I
That's
found
smooth.
that and I was like, dang, I really want to do something with that, but I haven't caught like the perfect kind of vibe for it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult sometimes to do that. Like, you hear a beat, but you don't know how to come up on it. You know, I had that a few times. Hold on, wait a second. Bruh, start writing a song called Dark. Oh, speaking of, hold on, wait. I got a bad habit of like starting songs and like,
And just leaving them.
and not even finishing them or the recording, and it's tough, bruh. Like, I'll be like,
Nah, that's so bad.
well, I get like half a verse down or a verse down or a hook. And just like, I'm working
Need to
on some
leave it.
notes, man. I'm working on some notes. I don't know what else to say
This man
under
said, that's interesting. That's hot. All right,
there.
I'm bored.
Man, like, oh, okay. That's all bar bar. All right, I'm tired, bro. Let me see where it's at. It was a song called Dark that start writing. And I want you to be featured on that, you know what I'm saying? But like,
just send, see, if you want me to feature on something, bro, what you got to do your part first. Hit yourself with the music, spitting on it, and then send me the audio.
I already got a hook. It's like, okay. I let somebody hear it. Like, I rapped it to somebody. And like, dang, like, I don't know if y'all know who Brother Lynch is, but like, it sounds like that. It's not as dark as that, of course, but it sounds pretty messed up. You know, I'm talking about slicing out eyeballs. Like, bro, so,
bro, yeah. whoa.
It's called dark for a reason, bro. So, like, yeah, that's just a hook, bro.
I guess you could say that song's pretty dark, huh?
I guess you can.
I hate you. Why would you know? Let's disagree, homeboy. Don't give in to my shenanigans.
But yeah, the hook, it starts off like, bitch, I'm dark like the night. Now, that's a double entendre right there. Like, you know, it get dark at nighttime.
Dark like the night. Dark the night. Like, yep, the Batman? Yep. Oh, my God.
I just love writing double entendres, bro. That junk is just so awesome, bro. Like, you be
in that junk? There's I'm a, bro, I can't. I'm stuttering. Oh, my God.
But yeah, like, you just like
lyricism is bro. Amazing.
Like, when I drop stuff, like, when I start dropping stuff, I want somebody to like listen to it and see if they can catch it, bro. Because ain't nobody gonna catch it just like, you know, listening to it first try. You gotta listen to it a few times, like, hey, yo, hold on, wait.
Yeah, like Lil Wayne does.
Just like it seemed like it asked from the start. That junk, oh my God, bro.
Like, you listen to it, bro, this is garbage. Then you hear it again, you're like, oh my God.
So,
yep.
What are other songs that I was talking about? Like, I'd be like, at least 10 songs that I've already written down and didn't even finish. Well, I don't know how, but I'm just a bad writing hook. When it comes to hooks, I'm just dope at it sometimes, you know?
Hey, you trying to ghostwrite my hook?
Hey, I mean, if you want me to.
Nope.
Hey, good I'm plan. For real. Like, if anybody out there, either good ghostwriter, you know, that's good at hooks, hit me, you know what I'm saying?
Remember that one that I said earlier at the beginning of the podcast? I think that one's going to be my hook.
Okay. That's not a bad hook. That's a fire hook.
I hate you.
Yeah. So this one was...
Because it's called fire. I hate you.
I'd be like, okay.
I'm a fold your grandkids.
This song that I was about to say got folded up inside of it, bro. And I want you to be featured up on this one, too, you know? All right, so... Later, sorry, Mr. Krabs, give me cash. This ain't law order. Yeah, I'm fry, so high, bend her ass over. Futurama, fry, bender. And damn.
Beep, beep, boop, bop.
And now the dry up leg catches fate. Fold you like an omelet. Got the gout, and like when I snap it, hell about to start, bitch. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? But when it came to verse, I just put you. when it came to verse one, I just put Mystic Monty. I'm like, yeah, he gonna have that, bro.
No, that's fine, cause right here, I'm not the only one spitting this fire. Got my homie Dachi on the beat, okay. Who's flyer. Here we go, Dachi, follow me. Here we go, Dachi on the beat.
Okay.
Off. Nice little entrance for you, my guy. So if you mess up, you're
I'm not
garbage.
That, I'm low-key goated at that right now. Hooks and verses. So, Zoom, what is this one? This one is like shape. You a square like SpongeBob. Two little cat like an Einstein. Oh. Like that got a dummy low key. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my god. I got interrupted again. I hate children.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like box shape, you a square like SpongeBob. Two little pat like an Einstein.
Hey, that's kind of good. What?
Yeah.
You and these on time.
I just go dummy, bro. And it's crazy because like I only get this creative sometimes and at night, but like when I get up and go to school, I get creative for some reason. I be writing these songs in school and just be like, yo, let me say this, and it just be crazy, bro. I'd be like just sitting in my seat, just like, oh, that's fire, bro. And I'm like, yeah, let me dumb it down because niggas gonna be like, yo, what's wrong with this nigga, bro? What's wrong with him, bro?
What's wrong with this dude getting hyped up in his seat for nothing? Yeah.
Right. It ain't for nothing, bro. You're gonna hear these bars later in life, bro. How much? Oh, this is a verse. Off, did I finish this one? I think I finished this one. No, wait, no, I didn't. I finished my verse up on this. Then it's your verse. I told you, bro. I got so many songs that I like, a lot of songs that I want you featured on, bro. And you got to get on, bro. Man, that one called Zoom. So, like, I think that one could spit kind of quick on there if you wanted to.
Use. I need you to rap on the beat, record it, leave empty spaces for me to put in, and then I'll do that. It'll be done.
Write it up.
Just waiting on you.
But other content. YouTube. How you doing on YouTube,
yikes, bro? I think I hit 540-something subscribers.
Okay, clap it up. Clap it up, dang, bro. Got me. You going dummy on the tube. Okay, I see you.
I haven't won. The last video I put out was a Uno video.
A who?
I think it was an Uno video. That was like a little over a month ago, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you ain't gotta worry about
but my content. Bro, we can't even talk about your YouTube content. You don't upload.
All I upload is music, so.
Yeah, but that's all right, though. Music is good.
Yeah, and it can come out at any time. You know, I can be consistent with it if I want to. Or I can just be like how I am right now, you know, just chill, write my lyrics and everything. And when I want to actually put out beat or put out poems, like I got a few beats in the vault that I want to put out, but I'm going to wait, you know. But what about you and your beats? You know what I'm saying? Silence. That's tough.
Anyways, welcome back to the podcast. Had to put a little ad in right there. My bad. But yeah, no. Music wise, I got some beats that I went out there.
Okay.
But I just can't do it, you know?
What you mean?
Like, not for like, oh, it's not done, or I feel like it's not good enough. I feel like it's not the right time. I don't want to
rush drop
singular songs. I want to have like multiple at once. Ooh. Because whenever I make songs, I work on multiple.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too. Connect,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like those are songs that should be listened to at the same time. Yeah. No, I'm not at the very same time, but like, you know, within the same
time,
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was thinking like, okay, so I kind of want to like write a project that's like based on a story, you know, like the songs connect with each other. Like the first song ends with a cliffhanger that leads on to the second song and so forth, you know, And I was thinking about something like that. But that's gonna take a while before that ever drops if I ever do that.
No, that right there, that's intricate as heck,
Yeah,
bro.
that takes a minute. That's gonna take a lot.
I know people like Logic. Logic does that. That's why he got like 12-minute songs, bro.
And I'm not on that level
Logic is a whole new breed.
man. He biracial,
Biracial's built different.
bruh. Damn
Damn white skin. Nah, I'm just messing.
a big darky, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Durk, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm playing.
It his birthday today?
Yep. Yeah, tell my boy happy birthday. I don't know if he saw it or not. I doubt it, bro.
I did. I saw you tweeted him.
Yeah, but yeah, happy birthday, dog. You know what I'm
Bro, have you ever watched Star Wars?
saying? Nah, bro. Like, okay.
I hate you, first of all. Let's get that out there. I hate you for not watching Star Wars.
Yes and
Second
no.
of all,
Listen, it's yes and no because like I would like see it on Disney XD when I was younger, and I'd be like, eh, it's okay. I watch a little bit of the episode, and then I continue with my day.
oh, no, not that. Not that. I'm talking about the
Oh
movies.
yeah, no, nah, I haven't seen the Star Wars movie, bro.
All right, so basically, whenever you come over, we're watching all nine movies. Eh, nah. Watch three, the three that I really care about the most. Ooh, notifications. Anyways, one of the main characters, Anakin Skywalker, ends up getting burned at one point.
So I know the story of Star Wars, like, you know, everybody should know it, even if you haven't seen it. It's just like I just never watched it or never got into watching it. But I do remember having a not a CD, a DVD of the Star Wars movie when I was like, what, like five? I never watched it because like that one was mad dirty. You had dirt on it, so it was no way for me to just watch it. And once I've seen it, I could never fight it again. So like I just like never watched it. But yeah, it had it wasn't Darth Vader, but it was the dude with a red face with spikes coming out of his head.
Darth Maul.
Yeah, it was dark something.
That's the first movie. That's the very first Star Wars episode. It's not the first movie, it's the first episode. Because it started with the first three movies. Star Wars, the series is nine movies. They started off recording the third, fourth, and fifth movie. I mean the fourth, fifth, and sixth.
That's okay. That's stupid.
I don't know why,
I'm like,
but
oh, that's kind of backwards. That's not even backwards. That's I don't even know.
It works. It works. It worked.
It plot
But
stuff
yeah,
funny?
I brought up Star Wars. But you said what? The timeline works fine.
Okay.
It's
Yeah,
fine.
I'm like, wouldn't it be plot holes if you did that or something?
I brought up Star Wars because I got this bar.
Star Wars War, okay. Let me hear it.
Anyway, I'm going to start right here. Just from the top. Mystic Monty going dummy on the beat. Already told you I was going to spit some heat. You know, like I said from earlier, I was about to spit some fire.
Yeah.
I'm matching it up. Now you sitting there. That's tough luck. Anakin
Damn.
Skywalker
Yo.
all burned
That's
had to do it to him.
tough. That's tough.
I know. That is tough.
You know he like, bro, you didn't even have to say that to me, bro. You didn't even have to write that,
It's
you know I was a burn victim. You didn't even have to write that.
like, you know, it's like they got burned from listening to my music, you know? And Anakin Skywalker got burned up in the movie. Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
that bar and he got burnt up.
I donate blood one time and they won't hop off my trail. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Dang. Oh,
So
yesterday again. Wait, I think yeah. I was trying to write to like a 90s boom bap type beat, bro. I was trying to find a way to get up on it.
hard.
It was kind of hard, bro.
Pause.
Yeah, a big pause. Yeah, I was like, okay, so the dude who made the beat, his name was, let me see. his name Frankie, B Frankie. And the verse is like, my path of greatness is danger, so tell Frank to kill this. Where's live over time? So when I'm going, you'll hear this. Can't make 25, so 20 is the number I'm dealing. Demon inside that don't want to live in. But that's the circle of life, and that's the short way. That's a bad ending. And I'm like,
bro, you're a lyricist.
Not really. I'm kind of like, it's hard.
No, nah, you are a lyricist.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do it, but you're pulling it off.
I don't know how, bro, but that was like, what, like 5 bars? And it was hard to write that, bro. I'm going to try to get it back on it whenever I can. Because, you know, I could probably pull it off, you know.
No, you can. Shoot, if Lil Pump can, you can.
I'm not Lil Pump, though, bro.
Y'all say Lil Pump? I meant Blueface. My bad.
Ooh.
Ooh. Blueface, baby.
Blueface, baby.
He got some nice bars. I don't remember any off the top of my head, but some of what he says is phenomenal. And then some of what he says is just like, why would you ever say that?
Hey, you know who Lyric got, though?
Ski Mask.
Him, too. But my boy Flight.
You say who?
My boy Flight.
I knew you were going to say some stupid-ass name.
Hey, but you know, he oh have a kid, God. Right?
You said what? He's
about to have a kid.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, dang. That's kind of crazy. Flight got somebody knocked up.
Ooh, that's crazy. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, bro. His son or daughter is going to get clowned, bro.
No, that the father is Flight Reacts, bro. You're getting clowned by him, actually. Coming out the womb, getting roasted by your own father.
Man. But I think, okay, so I don't know if you've seen a video on YouTube, but it was Flight breaking character and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he is a character. Like, Flight is a character, but like, I feel like, excuse me, he's smarter than what he actually is, you know. Like, he plays dumb. Mm-hmm. But like, he even said it himself. He, I quote, I got 10 plus different personalities. I just know how to act when the cameras come on. So I'm like, yo.
Yep. That's understandable. That's smart.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, this nigga, I know this nigga ain't dumb, bro. He can't be dumb. He just plays dumb, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's like you said before. Fix your angles, bro.
Bro, it's crazy because I've been watching that nigga for years, bro. It's crazy. Like, I think I started watching him, what, back 2015, 2016. I was when I was heavy on watching Dante, Jinx, CJ So Cool, all of them. That was the good days, bro. Some of the good days of YouTube, bro. But YouTube nowadays is just apocalypse and political junk, bro.
Oh my God, bro. If I get another ad about Joe Biden, I might hurt someone.
Trump, bro.
Joe Biden or Trump popping up, bro. I can't stand it. I mean, I care, but I don't care that much.
Man,
to where every ad is political.
Seriously. Bro. So,
politics aside, because I don't want to get into it, I already got my vote.
All
right. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right. I'm going to just stay back. You know what I'm saying? I'll just do our thing. I ain't voting, bro. But
you can't.
Nigga, I can. I'm 444. But yeah.
No, you. No, you. Shut up. Bro.
But yeah. I'm about to say something.
Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I was just watching YouTube and everything, and bro, YouTube hit me with an ad. Talk about dating, bro. Giving me dating apps, bro.
Oh, yeah, but I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you know you lonely when YouTube started giving you ads for dating, bro. I'm like,
I clowned you. Not gonna lie. I was
I'm like,
like, dang, this is lonely, lonely.
man, I'm down terrible right now, bro, and that sucks.
Little do y'all know, hold up, content-wise, back to content, bro.
Yeah, we all know what
I'm
it
about
is.
to start streaming again.
Ooh, okay.
I'm talking about at least an hour every day. That's my goal.
Then you could put it off.
Yep, I bought a Wi-Fi booster, and I bought an Ethernet cord, so my Wi-Fi basically is connected directly to my PS4. That connection is going to be phenomenal. The webcam is coming on. No more green screen. It's just going to be me sitting in the chair, my guy. It's going to be phenomenal.
We'll see about that.
I actually, you know what? I could do the green screen, actually. I'm not going to yet, but I could.
You should give me the green screen then so I can shoot music videos
Dang,
if
that's crazy. I didn't hear
I
you.
have to.
I was coughing.
But you got Corona,
Oh,
boy?
no, I ain't say.
See, he's coughing, bro. I'm like, yo, this man got Corona, probably. I don't want to mess with him then. Not gonna lie, can't even hear you if you saying something, bro. That's tough. All
Welcome back from the commercial break once again. You guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed, if I'm being honest. But
My
nah, anyways, the moral of the story is
We can't stay on topic.
I got another bar to spit with you guys. This is the start of another song that I just completely dropped and I will probably never go back to.
Here.
About to get this power up, call me Goku.
Okay.
Raps in my head, call me Froku. I'm
Okay.
about to spit some fire, you ain't ready.
Oh.
Ice glowing gold, I'm Golden Freddy.
I knew it. Okay, I knew it, bro. I just remember an old bar that I wrote a few years back. I forgot how it was. That's tough, though.
Bruh, once I heard, once I, what did I write? I said, ready, and I was like, dang, Golden Freddy gotta be in this somehow. And then I thought of my ice on the wrist being shining gold. I was like, ooh-wee! It's perfect. Get him, Tom. Wait,
Man, this is fun, bro.
no. Nah, this is fun. But unfortunately, we're gonna have to close this podcast episode. I have to get ready to go to work.
I'm gonna have to go to work too, you know what I'm saying? With somebody that wants me to be featured on their song, you know. So you enjoy your work, you know what I'm saying? Being depressed and all playing. I was depressed at that one job, bro. I'm not gonna say where I was at or what it was, but I know you know what I'm talking
That
I'll just let you know later on after the podcast end, but like,
I was gonna say because I you said I would know and I'm completely lost.
yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later, Zach, and I'll talk to you later, podcast. Thanks for coming out and listening to us talk about our future, our lives, and our content journey. I hope you enjoyed, and if you did, make sure to share this with your friends. Come back and listen to some more episodes we got going on in the future. Sachi, you got anything to say?
That's really follow my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? That I'm actually following my Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I gotta plug myself. I have to plug myself. I need to get more clout, you know what I'm saying? That's really it.
You go to my YouTube channel, you can find his YouTube channel there where he does all his stuff, and then you can find him on his social medias from there. My gift to you, Dachi. the next time you put out a song featuring me, which will be soon because we're going to get this grind on a roll, I will be paying you money.
Okay.
You are going to be using my debit card, and I will make sure that, you know, I trust you with this.
Right.
There is a way for you to promote your stuff that you post on Instagram, but you have to pay for it, obviously. I'm going to let you promote for free. Free for you, but, you know, it's going to cost me for 30 days.
This is why this is my guy, bro.
Yes.
No homo, bro. I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
I got to support the homie. I got to support the homie. Because your music, you be talking to them big people up there who are trying to do some good things with you.
Yeah, bro.
You just can't get there yet. I'm going to expose you. I'm going to get you exposed to more people.
Man, that was so close, dog, to being a feature on the album, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that another time, you know.
Anyways, it was nice talking with you guys. Mystic Monty signing off. Peace.